Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes here on a, it's Wednesday, right? It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
You get those holiday weekends. And frankly, 4th of July was on a Sunday, but still the federal holiday dragged into Monday. And then you're like, what day? What day is it? Well, look, it's the day after the first day of the NBA Finals. We're going to get to that in a second. Aaron Rodgers put on the proverbial hot seat during the match when he's just trying to play some golf. We'll try and decipher why and what he said, even though he didn't actually say all that much. Maybe it's the tone. We'll try and read it. Some more on Shakira Richardson, who is not going to the Olympics, even though she would have been eligible to run in the 4x100, even though she wasn't eligible to run in the 100-meter dash.
You're not shocked by that, are you, Doug, that they didn't invite her?
Well, the fact that the suspension was so short in comparison to other suspensions, we want to find a way to loophole to get you to run. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I told Chris immediately that even though the suspension would be over, I would be surprised that they would pick her over somebody who hadn't gone through a suspension in the whole nine yards. That was just
fastest woman at the trials amount, and you're trying to win. And it's the 4x100, isn't she?
But it also didn't count. Like, so she was disqualified. So her numbers. She didn't rank in the top 10.
I understand. Like, yeah. Look,
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, but
Let Shakira run. Like, I'm not one of those dudes. I'm not going to argue whether or not the rule is smart or stupid.
Right.
But there is a rule. She knew the rule, and she violated the rule, and there has to be some. But if the rule is if the suspension expires before the 4x100, and she's the fastest one in America, and she just won the Olympic trials, like, what are we doing? I would disagree with you on it. I think she should have been invited. I think she should have run.
Okay. That'll be good. We'll talk about that.
We'll dig into that. And then I think you want to get to this baseball column you have about Fernando Tatis Jr. You would take him over Shohei Ohtani. I will enjoy that conversation.
No, that and Shohei, I mean, and the thing is, Doug, sometimes when you write a column.
Yes.
You got to bash one guy to lift up the other guy.
No.
I'm not bashing at all. Okay. Shohei, anything he's done, he's been fantastic as advertised. But if you just dig into the numbers of Tatis, he's played as well as anybody who's ever played the game. And I think that's lost a little bit because of Shohei being a two-way star. That's all.
Okay. We'll get into that. Let's start with game one, NBA Finals. The short summation is, Giannis wasn't expected to play by some. He did play.
I was shocked.
I got to do the Larry. I can't do the Larry. Were you shocked by what you saw?
I was shocked he was out there.
You were really surprised?
Yeah, I was. I didn't think, like, all the indications, how coy they were. I just thought it was, and he looked fine, you know, as far as, I mean, he didn't play great, but he looked fine, like there was no limitations. What did you see, you know, as a being a former basketball player at a high level?
Did I think he moved perfectly? No, like in terms of his explosiveness. But I thought the idea is if he's not hurt and he can play, you play because if you're going to try and steal one in Phoenix, you're not. I don't think it's going to be like a game two when all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden he hasn't played in a week and a half, and you got to get a little bit of the rust out. You got to figure things out. I don't even think that was the biggest factor in the game. No, he was not himself, but he was closer to himself than he was to being injured, right? So that was a little bit surprising, but not crazy. I mean, I watched the video yesterday of him warming up, and it didn't look as explosive as normal, but it was pretty close. The big question is, how does he wake up feeling today, right? If he's right, then he's a little sore because he played yesterday and he hadn't played in a week. If it's all swole up, now we have ourselves a problem, and they actually did work him back in far too early. I thought they managed his minutes in a smart way in that, you know, they've always held his minutes down there, but to do it where it's always pretty long stints, that to me is the biggest mistake that people make. If you're going to play somebody, you got to play them early when they're warmed up, and you got to play them over long stretches of time, you know, until fatigue, and then you take them out when he gets tired. But he ends up with 20 and 17 and 4 assists and a plus 1. He wasn't terrible. They lost because they couldn't stop Phoenix. Their defensive coverage was just a terrible matchup for how Phoenix was playing.
Right. Chris Paul, who just had another historic night, the old man dialing up a big game. We saw it in game 6 against the Clippers, and now we saw it in game 1 of the finals. So he's playing as well as you can play, Doug, at least the last couple of games. So how do you stop him? I'd love to hear what should they do? I mean,
Well, I mean, obviously having Brooke Lopez kind of switch on drop covers, that does not seem – it didn't work. It wasn't working against Trae Young in game 1, and then they moved him up some, and it did help, but I mean, if there's one thing Chris Paul does as well as anyone who's ever played the game, it's come off a high ball screen going downhill and make the correct read. If you didn't watch, Chris Paul, 32 points, 9 assists, he's 12 of 19 from the floor, and then DeAndre Ayton, who of course he's playing with in some of that action, has 22 points, 19 rebounds, and only misses 2 shots, 8 of 10. I mean, everything catching, finishing around the basket.
A good place for him to be. Perfect.
Right. And then Campaign came off the bench, and he's finally healthy. And remember how well he played. I think that for Milwaukee, they're going to have to change the defensive coverage, and they're going to have to change the matchups. And I think one of the questions will be, can you go to Giannis at center, and then is it Bryn Forbes who comes in and plays? Or if you do Giannis at center, do you stick with P.J. Tucker? You know, P.J. wasn't terrible on offense, but Pat Connaughton gives you a little bit more. Or can you use Bobby Portis? The issue becomes, you know, that that court gets really, really tight on offense when you have Giannis and Brooke Lopez, and they're not good enough defensively with those two. But the type of coverage they were using was not working against Phoenix, and just like it did not work against Atlanta game one of the last series.
Do you look at Giannis as winning in this situation, Doug? And I know obviously it's game one of the finals. Nothing has been determined. They could bounce back and win. I'm not just saying it's all over or whatever. But does Giannis win in this from the standpoint that, you know, he didn't leave Milwaukee. He could have forced his way out. I know he had 1 year left on his contract. He could have told him, hey, I'm not coming back. If you want to get something, you better do it now and move on. And I want to go join other people. And instead, he stayed in a smaller market. He signed the big deal. And he's in the finals. What, by hook or crook or, you know, injuries to other players or whatever, however they got there, they're in the finals. Is this a validation for Giannis, though, that he stuck around? And if he did win, Doug, would that elevate him somewhat, that he yeah. won a championship in a small market?
He won an NBA championship? Absolutely. I think the small market thing is people in the NBA talk about it, and I think people who cover the NBA talk about it, and I guess fans do some, but I think it's more about staying and more about not joining the super team, which is interesting because it's one of the things as fans will always say, like, we like that more. We don't like when you – okay, but will you watch the Bucks, or would you watch – if he had joined
I agree.
The Knicks, the Lakers, whomever, would you watch that more? And the answer is, of course you would watch that more. So we are a bit hypocritical. And it's they've had a more than fortunate run here, as the Suns have had a more
– Suns have had probably the most fortunate run. I call their run Fugazi. Because in every round, you know, between AD and Jamal Murray and Kawhi Leonard and even Giannis, who wound up playing, and I'm not going to say he's hurt, he played, but they've had a nice run. That's not to take anything away from the Suns. It's just laying out the facts that things have fallen right their way. I don't know. Everybody was saying the Lakers had control of the series after they went up 2-1, Doug. Do you remember?
Yeah,
right?
They did.
Like,
yeah.
It's. The Lakers have this, they're in control, and then AD gets hurt in the fourth game, and all of a sudden everything's changed. I truly believe if Kawhi Leonard was healthy, that the Clippers would be in the NBA Finals and not the Suns. I believe that. But, and Jamal Murray, we know Denver had done a nice job without him, but they ran out at some point. Losing a star player, Doug, catches up to you. Am I right? At some point. And they had a nice run, and Jokic had done a great job, won the MVP, kept them winning. But ultimately, it didn't help in the end. So it's fugazi to me, but it still counts.
Yeah, I mean, look here's we talked about this some on my show. By the way, if you like Rob Parker's on The Odd Couple, which is 7 to 10 Eastern time, 4 to 7 Pacific. I'm Doug Gottlieb. The Doug Gottlieb Show is 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific. Right here on these SiriusXM stations and on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. But I think that we in the short term, like, we have a mental asterisk for this season.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Like, Jamal Murray didn't play. Anthony Davis got hurt. We go through all these guys. But in the long term, we don't. We just don't. When the Spurs won in the lockout shortened year, right? I mean, how many titles have Tim Duncan won? 5 titles.
But 5 out of 6, which is incredible. If Ray Allen doesn't hit that shot, there's a good chance, Doug, that they win, that he goes 6-0.
Yeah, so you knew they were going to come back the next year and
no,
win?
No, they were good enough. All I'm saying is that's how close he was for 6-for-6.
Oh, okay.
Ray Allen hit one of the all-time great shots.
But no one ever mentions that they won the lockout year, right?
No, I get it. Yep.
Right? No one ever. Like, we're not even mentioning that when the Warriors won their first title with Steph.
Same thing.
Kyrie got hurt game one. Everybody, they had a major injury.
Kevin Love was hurt.
Kevin Love was hurt, right? No Kyrie, no Kevin Love. And I mean, but you go through other teams they played, and Mike Conley was hurt when they played against
all the guards were hurt, if I remember.
All the guards. Drew Holiday, I think, was hurt when they played against. Like, play against New Orleans for 2 games. So everybody was injured. So, but nobody mentions that. Nobody mentions when Isaiah finally beat the Celtics, right? Larry Bird was hurt, didn't even play. So, I think in total, at the end of the day, 3, 4, 5 years from now, whoever wins the series, wins the series as an NBA champion, you don't take anything away from them.
I agree with that. I'm not an asterisk guy. I'm just saying, but when you start to look, and it, to me, it's only like when you really diving deep into it. Like, whoever wins will have an NBA championship. You can't take it from Chris Paul. You can't take it from Giannis. It'll be that they won in the year where there was a lot of stars that went down. So I agree with that, but it just doesn't feel, and you're right, mentally there's something there that just doesn't feel that great about it. And it's not that Phoenix was some lucky team. They were the second best team in the West, and they played well all year. But, man, you just wish that people were healthy and we got to see the best players. And whoever wins, wins, and it just feels easier to digest.
Yeah. I would say game one, Chris Paul kind of destroyed Drew Holiday. Drew struggled. And the Bucks coverage did not appear to be the right one, even if they're trying to force Chris Paul to his left hand. He was slicing and dicing. DeAndre was great. Booker was good. Giannis did move well, but they're going to have to make a ton of adjustments. That's we'll see. And it's not something that Mike Budenholzer has done a ton of. That's what he's been accused of doing, the same thing, just moving a guy up a little bit more in coverage. Although obviously they made some adjustments to end up taking down the Atlanta Hawks in the last series.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today and good luck. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker in for Dan, the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. I don't even know how they play, but I was enjoying watching the match part, whatever this thing is. It was just a weird time in which they decided to have it, right? So, I mean, Rob, how much of the match did you watch? Because they started off kind of late in the afternoon. It was up in Montana. Bryson DeChambeau, Aaron Rodgers.
Have you ever been to Montana? Yes.
I've been to Montana, yes.
Okay.
But never to that part of Montana, which looked, Big Sky Montana, which looked amazing. Amazing. Are you aware of this like movement of a lot of people from Southern California to, first it was Boise, and then it was, now they're moving to Montana, and people in Montana is like, no, don't say it. Stop moving up here. We don't like you.
I was going to say, please, as many people as possible, please move to Montana and make Southern California easier to live. Is that okay? Does that sound selfish?
No,
please
it doesn't.
Move to Montana.
There are a gaggle of folks, and it is very expensive. Although like Bozeman's starting to get crazy expensive now too.
Is it really? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's
spectacular. It's always like whatever, like you know, I believe like you make these decisions and where you want to live, and you know, you pay for certain things and luxuries. It costs to live in Southern California. I've lived in Southern California, Los Angeles, New York, expensive cities. But I've also lived in Detroit in the Midwest for 20 years, where it's very, very inexpensive. Doug, if I told you what my mortgage was in Detroit, you wouldn't believe it. For a house and a double lot and an in-ground swimming pool and a half basketball court and a deck, a beautiful deck. You ready? I'm going to share it with you.
Why are you sharing this? It all depends on what neighborhood you're in, right?
No, like, but I lived in
was it
suburb.
In Birmingham? Was no, it in it Grosse Pointe?
Southfield, a
okay,
suburb
it's very
of
nice.
Detroit.
Very nice.
Southfield,
what year is this?
Centrally located.
But what year is this?
This is up until 20. Nope. What, you didn't buy the house?
What year did you buy the house?
I bought the house in maybe 2010.
Okay, but you bought it during at the when it bottomed out at the recession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not gonna tell you what I paid for the house, but my mortgage was $720.
Okay. So you didn't pay.
Is that ridiculous?
Yeah. Yeah, but again, like if you bought a distressed property in 2010, now you're just
distressed.
Rubbing all our faces.
Right, it wasn't distressed.
But then you got to live in then you're in Detroit, right? Like there's pluses and minuses to it.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like you decide what it is that you want, but like people fleeing New York and Southern California, that's fine. I think everybody's got to make their own decision, but moving somewhere that you're really not crazy about, you know what I mean? Just to save money.
Well, no. I don't know if it's just to save money. I think what happens is if you grow up. I mean, look, I grew up in Southern California. I moved away, and I just loved, like when I lived in Connecticut, I loved it. I loved having.
Did
a
you
yard.
Really?
Oh, I loved having a yard.
How about
four
the
seasons.
Ugly winters there? Just
okay. Well,
just
that
cold
that's
terrible.
What. Okay. I mean, are you outside during the winter?
No,
or you're working.
Just,
like
I'm
I work
asking,
for a living, so.
I'm just asking.
When you have little, honestly, like when you have little kids, it's super fun. You get like snow day. You go and sled with your kids. It was great.
Doug, I got
no
admit,
issue.
I lived there. I lived in Detroit for 20 years, where you get 4 months of sunshine. Right? Okay. And I didn't even realize the effect it had on my life and how I felt until I came to Southern California and until I got the sun.
You had seasonal depression?
That, yeah. Yes, no, listen, I didn't know I think
if I look back, like my freshman year, I went to Notre Dame. What I struggle with the most at Notre Dame in terms of like mental health would be the sun didn't come out. I remember when you go there in September, it's beautiful.
Right.
Like, that is beautiful. You know, the leaves, you got two lakes on campus. You feel like you're going to class in like a museum, right? It's football season and it's fall. And then all of a sudden you hit October, and because of where it sits on Lake Michigan, you get this like lake effect overcast daily. The sun didn't come out for 2 months straight. Literally didn't see the sun.
No, I believe it. And it has an effect. It doesn't affect everybody, but I have never felt better than I felt the last 5 years living in LA.
You look marvelous. You look. Okay, let's talk about the actual match. So Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers, in case you care, they won. Phil and Tom Brady, they played a charity event at the Reserve Golf Course, Moonlight Basin, Big Sky, Montana. I was booking my flight right. I mean, it looked really cool. And so Aaron Rodgers was being like interviewed while he's driving the cart. And they're all like peppering him. It was hysterical. They're peppering him with questions about, it was Brian Anderson, who of course has been the voice of the Brewers. He calls TNT basketball games. He'll call NFL games when
he's
they get NFL
pipes.
As well. Yeah, but he's also a Milwaukee guy. So Aaron Rodgers is being asked by Brian Anderson about what he's doing next year.
You know, Aaron Rodgers, I see a bear out there. It leads me to a question. October 17th, Packers-Bears. Any idea who's going to be there? Anybody who's going to be quarterbacking in the number 12 jersey?
Yeah, I don't know, B.A. We'll see.
How about September 12th then? Will you go for that one?
What's that one?
That would be the opener against the Saints.
Oh.
All cheesers rejoice.
Yeah, I don't know, B.A. We'll see.
Okay.
I know you're a Milwaukee guy.
I know.
Aaron, everybody is on their toes. They want to know, man. They want to know.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm just having a good time out here with Tom. I'm trying to talk to him about it. He's going to keep playing or not.
Hey, Aaron, we go way back. You can just tell me. I'll keep it a secret. Hey, I promise I will not put it anywhere.
Charles, I'll tell you this week in Tahoe, right? Oh. And then you can leak it.
Okay, I got you. Dinner's on me.
That'll be a first.
Hey, you know, that's some good stuff right there. I covered Charles when he was still playing. And Doug, he's just a different guy. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's doing their thing, and he chimes in. It's just funny, right?
Oh, he's hysterical. Charles Barkley is like an all-time great dude.
He really is. I once had to interview him during the playoffs. I want to say, Doug, this is 1987 or 88, like a long time ago.
Okay.
And I could interview him, excuse me, and, you know, take him out to eat anywhere he wants to go, right, to do this interview after practice. So I'm like, yeah, it's all set up, and I'm going to go. And we wind up eating at a bulletproof Popeye's fried chicken. You know what I mean? Like, that's where we went.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, but I was just saying, like, he's just a regular dude. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
He was a big NBA star. He could have said, take me to the Four Seasons, you know, and spend $300 on lunch. That's what we did.
This is also 4 years in, but no, Barkley is, he's an amazing dude. Like, I've had people, we've had drinks with him, and then you meet him somewhere else, and, you know, a year, 2 years later, and he remembers your drink. Like, he has that sort of senatorial thing where, you know, like Jim Nantz has as well, where they can go around a room and literally talk to people and remember things about every person that they meet. Just an incredible people person.
I give you one other Charles Barkley? No lie. ESPN didn't renew my contract, he was one of the first two people who called me and left me an unbelievable message of encouragement. Charles called me. And the other guy was Dwight Gooden, who texted me. Those were the first two people on my phone when the news came down. I always remember that. I wish I would have saved that message from Charles. But he's an incredible guy.
Dwight Gooden has your number?
Yes. I covered Dwight Gooden in New York. My first
You're old as dirt, and you're talking about 87, right? Like these are.
I know.
I'm hearing glory days, right? Playing in the background. But how did Dwight Gooden have your cell phone number? That's even more impressive.
Yes.
Who's the biggest name you have in your cell phone?
What, actor or athlete or?
I don't know. Like the name of somebody who, even if you are, they'll text you back. But even when you send it, you're like, do I need to sign my name by it? This is kind of a big deal.
Right. I don't know. I'm not bragging. Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
He's a big time star.
Yeah. So if you texted him right now, he would text you back.
In time, he would text me back.
How much time?
No, he would text
me back.
Would
it be who dis? New phone who dis?
Yeah. No. He would text me back.
Okay.
Seriously. But okay. There's other guys, like all these guys, baseball, especially baseball players from when I was covering baseball. Daryl Strawberry, Cecil Fielder, David Justice, all those guys, Dwight Gooden, you know, like who played during that time. And I was covering baseball. So, yeah.
Okay, so what do you take of what Aaron Rodgers doing? I don't know. I mean, there was another jab by Tom Brady about Aaron Rodgers, where they did some kind of Jeopardy-esque question. It was the day before, in leading up to the match, and you know Tom Brady said like, and he has no options, and he's mad at his boss, and of course Aaron Rodgers made sure to chime in. I never said I was mad at my boss, Tom. Anyway, but the point is, he doesn't really have any options. If they're not going to trade him, and they don't want to trade him, they're not going to trade him. So it does kind of become a waste of time conversation, only in that, are you going to retire, or are you going to actually play football this year?
Yeah, I just can't see him retiring. And it's not just the money aspect of it, just where he is coming off an MVP. You only have a certain amount of years left, Doug. I just think that would be career suicide to sit out, because the Packers also would own his rights, wouldn't they? And if he won't decide to come back, I remember when Barry Sanders left the Lions. You know, they still held on to his rights, and even if he wanted to come back, he would have to come back there, and then they still, you know, would have had to trade him or get something for him. He couldn't just come back to any team. So I don't know. It's a weird situation. He's in a good situation with that team. I didn't like the coach's calls at the end of that playoff game against the Bucks, you know. But the pieces and that he has and the team that they have, do they have another shot to make another run and get to another Super Bowl? They probably should have been the two other Super Bowls, to be honest. That onside kick at Seattle, you remember that, botched. Yep. I mean, that was all you got to do is secure. He knocked the ball away from Jordy Nelson. I can't remember the tight end's name.
It wasn't Jordy Nelson, though, that fumbled. It wasn't.
No. The Bostock or something like that, Doug, blocked, like, hit, got in the way of Jordy Nelson, who was behind him, and the ball came loose. But my point is, you know, he's in a good situation. Can he work through working with bosses or people, general manager, whoever he's not fond of or whatever? You know, we've all done it. You've done it. I've done it. Sometimes you just have to bite your lip and just keep working because of the situation you're in. It would be great if we could all just decide we've had enough and walk away. But I think that's too hard for him.
No, I mean, plus the way the new rules are in the NFL, okay, if he just sits out of practice and he just no shows, it's like $90,000 a day. And it's not the old fines in the old collective bargaining agreement. You could find a guy, but you didn't have to collect. It has to be collected, and doesn't get collected by the team. So he's going to cost himself a bunch of money. The idea of retiring, the Carson Palmer plan, that doesn't feel like a good one, because yes, they do still retain his rights and he could force a trade, but that would likely take him out of play this year. Because if you're Green Bay, you're not going to trade him to Denver before the year starts, or even in the middle of the year, because your draft pick would suffer. It's like when what's his name, Mac, got traded from the Raiders to the Bears. Everybody thought that would be a top five pick,
right?
And Khalil Mack, and then all of a sudden you trade Khalil Mack to the Bears, and they have an outstanding season, and that becomes the pick in the 20s. You put Aaron Rodgers and the Broncos now, and they're not a Super Bowl favorite, but they're definitely a playoff favorite, and that those become just very average draft picks. So
right, nothing special.
So the Packers aren't motivated to trade him right away. I still think no matter what people feel like they've done in trying to secure their future and how they communicate with him, they still are sort of the good guys in this thing. And Aaron Rodgers is coming off an MVP year where he'll have a shot to win it again. I don't see him having a shot wherever they trade him on short notice. So yeah, the best plan is to go and play, and then this sets the table for what they want to do next year. Some people are saying they're going to redo his contract now. They're going to, you know, find a way to, you know, make him happy financially and maybe shorten the term, because in truth, he's under contract for three more years with the Green Bay Packers. But I'm fascinated to see what other option he has. It doesn't feel like he has any other option than to show up to practice week one of the preseason and to get after it.
Yeah, I agree. I think and I don't know if you want to be a part of that organization, you know, because normally I'm of the belief that if somebody doesn't want to be on a team, you don't want, you know, I would rather move them and not. Because you're not going to get your best from somebody who doesn't want to be there. But in this case, I agree. The Packers lose all the way around if they move Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know if you want to be that general manager or be
You want to be the guy to trade Aaron Rodgers?
No, all right.
He still has this much juice in
the tank?
That's
what I'm saying, right.
No.
You don't want to be that guy because that's going to live with you. And I'm like, I'm just going to bite the bullet. I'm not going to be that guy who did it. I agree.
All right, coming up next, Rob Parker has shown his vast, incredible knowledge of the sport of baseball, which leads me to, well, how the hell does he think Fernando Tatis is a better dude to start a franchise with than Shohei Ohtani? But it apparently is a real take, or maybe not. We'll get to that next. With Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marino. And I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marino. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, the Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
Doug Gottlieb and Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Obviously, now he's Chris Paul getting some praise today in the Suns with a one-game-none lead. DeAndre Ayton dominating, but Mike Budenholzer catching the opposite end of it, where their starting lineup actually outscored the Suns. They just didn't play that much together. And trying to protect Giannis is a big reason why. We'll get back to that next hour. Plus, the story in the media that has kind of gone mainstream that everybody's talking about. We'll dive in at the top of the hour. Rob, though, is a baseball nut, right? Like, it's not necessarily your bread and butter. I would say your bread and butter is Tom Brady's the luckiest quarterback of all time. Like, that's the take you're most known for. There's been others. But baseball is something that you have an incredible passion for. So I was kind of trying to peruse your takes and columns here. So I'm like, I got to catch up with Uncle Rob. Did you write that you'd rather start a franchise with Fernando Tatis Jr. than Shohei Ohtani?
Absolutely. And no disrespect, Shohei lead the major leagues in home runs with 31. And obviously he can throw the ball 100 miles an hour. You know, doesn't have like, 3-1 or something, and has a pretty good ERA and has pitched well. I mean, he does everything. But if you look at Fernando Tatis and the Padres, first of all, Doug, what a fun team that is, and atmosphere. And have you noticed, like,
yes,
the crowds? I mean, am I right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
For people, fun. Who,
since they've opened Petco, for the most part, they haven't truly been competitive. It's an incredible park, great location. The gas lamp keeps getting better. But there's not really the energy of a baseball game. And baseball energy is hard to generate anyway, especially with the way the game's played now, where it's home run, walk, or strikeout, right, seemingly every play. But no, there's great. He steals bases as well. I haven't. But how could you? Oh, go ahead. If you want to finish your thought, yes, there is great energy in the park.
Yeah, it is. But it's not just what Shohei's doing is incredible. Like, nobody's done this since Babe Ruth. He just made the All-Star team. I'm going to Denver for the All-Star game, Doug, next Tuesday. He's going to be in a home run hitting contest on Monday. all great stuff, and there's nothing I can say about Shohei as if he's come as advertised. He's worth every single penny that the Angels are paying him and all that. But if you look at Tatis and his numbers, and I know people will be, well, he leads the league in errors. That'll be the first thing that jumps out to him. I get it, and that can improve, and he can make better decisions with throwing the baseball, and he gets to a lot of balls, and he makes a lot of great plays. Does he make too many errors? Yes. But if you look at everything else, Doug, and he's off to the best start of anybody who's ever played the game. I mean, his first 100 games were better than Ken Griffey Jr.'s and Hank Aaron's and Mike Trout and all the other people that, you know, people talk about. If you talk about his first 162 games, first player ever to have more than 40 home runs and 20 steals and, you know, and all these other, and 100 RBIs. Nobody ever in the history of baseball did that. At least 40 home runs, 100 RBIs, and 20 stolen bases in their first 162 games. This guy's only 23 years old. And the Padres did the right thing when they signed him the 12 or 13-year contract. Do you know what I mean? Like, here's a guy.
No, you got your guy. I get all that. He's a great player. But you can't. How are you going to compare with a guy who is, and he hasn't been as good a starting pitcher. He's obviously coming off of Tommy John surgery, but he's pretty dominant. You know, I mean, like, here's a guy, 87 strikeouts in 67 innings. He has a below four ERA with on a very average baseball team, and they've been playing without Mike Trout. You know, obviously, you don't go by wins and losses, but he's an excellent pitcher, and he's in the conversation the best hitter in the league.
Like, well, he's not even like, batting 300 in a league.
Well, who's doing it? Batting 300? What year
Tatis
are you?
Tatis is batting 305.
Nobody cares about batting average anymore.
But in a league where pitchers have dominated.
No, they don't. They don't care about batting average.
No, he's still batting over 300. My point. He's a lifetime 302 hitter. All I'm saying, and don't get me wrong, Shohei is batting 277 or 271. I'm not criticizing him just on that. But if you just talk about the numbers that Tatis has put up to start a career, nobody's been better. How could you not want that guy who's better than – and then they did MLB Network did a breakdown of a season with OPS Plus, and I'm not going to get all complicated with it, but the people who were up there, there were six players who had the best seasons ever. Three of the guys, their pictures were in black and white. Ted Williams twice and Ty Cobb. And then the other three players were Soto from a year ago, Vlad from this year, and Tatis from this year. That's the company he's keeping. And all I'm saying, there's no Shohei Ohtani in that list for as much as he's done. And all I'm saying is when you dig deep and you see him listed with Ted Williams and Ty Cobb, that's the guy I want to start a team with.
Okay. But you
is
just
that a
said
fair
that,
argument or no? I think no, I shut you down right there.
No,
Doug.
You didn't because
yes, I
you
did. Kinda,
well, because you led with saying what Shohei Ohtani is doing, we haven't seen since Babe Ruth. Okay, so we can like what he's doing is little league stuff.
Do you think he's going to continue with Doug? Do you think he's going to be a hitter and pitcher his entire career? Yes or no?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Why?
There's no way because I just don't think at some point. You don't want to risk this guy having some sort of arm injury. He already had an arm injury. A couple times. But
he already
I'm
had
saying,
an arm injury.
You might say, this guy needs to be a hitter. Babe Ruth did it for 5 years with the Red Sox. And then he decided, this guy's too good of a hitter not to have him in the lineup every day to play for you. And that's what's going to happen to Ohtani. So while it's a nice circus act now and people are marveled at it, it's not something that I believe can be sustained.
Okay, but we're not arguing whether or not how long you sustain it, okay? The point is, what he's doing, we haven't seen since Babe Ruth. In a league where, like, if we took out the steroid era, right now he's right on pace for Maris, right? which we haven't, frankly, seen since they took steroids out of baseball. So his OPS is 1.054. He's got 3.5 WAR. Like, dude's a stud hitting the baseball, okay? And he's maybe not a top 10 pitcher, but in the top 20, top 25 pitcher. Like, that's little league stuff where you can dominate.
He's the third man in your rotation. Let's just be honest. I mean, I'm not
coming off of Tommy John surgery.
I'm not trying to rip him at all, so I don't want it to come off like that.
No,
that's what he is.
What you're saying
is he's not an ace.
Okay. I think he has the stuff to potentially get back to being an ace, but you're trying to monitor the fact that he's coming off of Tommy John surgery. He was throwing like an ace, then he lost some velocity. But the point is,
did you see Tatis' shoulder come off his body this year?
You mentioned Babe Ruth, and then you like, well, then Ty Cobb and what he's doing to start the season and Ted Williams. No one's saying Fernando Tatis is not an incredible player. And he's not starting his career at a level which we haven't seen in a long time. Nor do we think suddenly he's going to fade away. Like, he steals bases, he hits for average, he hits for power, he has panache, like, all that stuff is great. Shohei Ohtani does basically the same thing, only he's a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball and a damn good one. So I don't really see again, this is one of those, it's not a terrible argument, except for the fact that I don't think anybody in the sport would actually make the argument.
Except for me.
There you go.
I think
that's not shutting me down.
Thinking
outside the box is not shutting me down with your argument.
Yes. I think that if you were really, if you polled most general managers, they would take Tatis. I really believe that. Shohei is what he's doing is not sustainable. So long term,
is what he's doing as a hitter sustainable?
Yes, that is, but that still doesn't make him a better hitter than Tatis. Tatis has 27 home runs. And has been injured twice this year, has been out of the lineup. He has 27 home runs.
Okay.
So my point is, he's having a better year despite not leading the league in home runs. Ohtani has 4 home run lead. It ain't like it's 31-11 or something like that. Tatis has 27.
No question. I mean, it's not like there's a bunch of dudes in the Angels lineup currently that you're going to pitch around as well. That's also, whereas the Padres have a much better lineup. And look, Tatis's numbers in terms of his WAR is higher. I'm not, you know, but it's more.
I'm glad you admitted that. I'm glad you threw that out there for the stat.
We just it's like I have a buddy who plays Major League Baseball, and this is before he got hurt, and he was like, Shohei Ohtani is the best player in baseball, and I was like, well, he's not that good. He's like, dude, do you know how hard it is to do what he's doing? Right. There's a reason no one's done it. Because it's really, really hard to do it. And he doesn't lose anything as a hitter, and he hasn't lost much as a pitcher. So I it's going to be interesting to see how this moves forward. All right,
I do love that he's playing. I do love that he's in the home run derby. You know what I mean? Like, he's all in on everything. So that's cool. I can't.
Yeah, wait. I mean, I'm sure it's like, what else was I doing? And it's in Coors, so you know you get a little high upward launch angle. And those suckers are going to be gone. Although. Have you ever been to a home run derby?
Yes. I've been to some great ones. Great ones.
I was in Miami with Judge. It's the most boring event. It's the most boring event to go to. Oh, my God. And there's another home run. And there's another home run.
No.
And there's another home run. Like, they're throwing up meatballs
to them. Have you ever hit a ball out of a park?
No, but that's not the point. I'm not saying it's not hard, but for those. No,
it's very difficult.
That's like let's go watch an NBA player like make mid-range jump shots. Yeah, have you ever watched an NBA player?
The NBA dunk contest is boring. The home run derby's way better than that. Are you kidding? It's not even close.
The dunk contest has gone through times when it's boring. But I'm like, the dunks Aaron Gordon's been doing and some of these guys. It's like a friend of mine watched Zach LaVine is in my area working out, and he went to watch Zach work out. He's like, wow, Zach LaVine can really shoot. Like, dude, he averaged 30 points a game in the NBA. What? They'll never miss a shot in a workout. Like, literally, they'll never miss a shot. Anyway. Look, there's a huge story rocking the sports media world. And, but I think it's fascinating. I think it's crossed over to the mainstream. We'll get Rob's thoughts on it, share my thoughts on it, and what went wrong for the Bucks in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. That's next on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.